have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Hi, this is Apostle Dawn Westbrook. Join me on Shabbat Saturday here at Elation Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we Shabbat the Lord and declare the word of the Lord over your life for this hour. Shalom. Your name on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I do not take this day lightly. I thank you, Lord God, that we have been called to render unto you, our Creator, praise and worship. Hallelujah. We were created to be a worshiper, a praiser. And so we come to Shabbat you. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you that our hearts are rent, hallelujah, towards you. Our hearts are open, hallelujah, for you give us a heart that is sweet, that is tender, hallelujah, that is pliable in your hands. You are the creator, and we have come here to shabbat you, to lift up your name, to worship you on today, because Revelation 4:11 says, you are worthy, O Lord our God, to receive glory, hallelujah, to receive honor, to receive power, high glory to God. You created all things and they exist because you, Yahweh, hallelujah, Jehovah God, hallelujah, you created them because it gave you pleasure, hallelujah, and it pleased you, hallelujah. So listen, folks, I just have to say this before I say anything else. Amen. It has been an incredibly interesting week, to say the least. Glory to God. But you know what? I've come to understand that pride will cause you to withhold your praise. It will put you in a place where you will be stuck. Amen. And believe me when I say it is the very thing that caused Satan to lose his place in heaven. Amen. He was made to reflect, hallelujah, the presence of God. He was covered, made up, hallelujah, in praise and worship with all kinds of sounds and instruments. Hallelujah. But glory to God. We, you and I, have been given the opportunity to render unto our Creator praise and worship. That is a Shabbat moment right there. Amen. Because when you consider that there are other believers in other continents that literally have to hide, go underground to worship, my God, today, what a liberty that we have, that we're able to worship and praise our God. But there is a move in the kingdom of darkness that is trying to promote fear and literally bullying us, amen, trying to push us between a wall and a hard place, forcing some to shut their mouths, forcing some to compromise. My God, today. But we were created to be a worshiper, people of God, to Shabbat him. We were created to be a worshiper of him. Hallelujah. So I just want to say Revelation 4:11 is something that I always open the program with because it is the heartbeat of this program. Amen. It is the heartbeat of who I am and every decision that I make. If my assignment, if what I am doing does not bring glory to my Father, then it has no eternal purpose. It doesn't benefit him or me. Amen. It is an hour that we as believers must be assignment focused. We must be intentional about everything that we do in the name of Jesus, every decision that we make in the name of Jesus. And so that is why I shabbat him on today, because of Psalms 118. Verse 24 tells me this is the day that the Lord has made, and I, me, Petey, hallelujah, Westbrook, will rejoice and be glad in it. Somebody needs to praise him on today. If you were able to lift yourself out of your, wait, let's even go beyond that. If you even woke up this morning, glory to God, in your right mind, considering all that is going on in the world, glory to God, and you got yourself up, you didn't have to have any assistance, hallelujah, glory to God, you're not bedridden, hallelujah, you have a roof over your head, and you have peace, my God, today. I just want you to know that he is worthy. He is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Amen. We are experiencing a warfare right now. We're in a warfare. Amen. And I believe that in this warfare, glory to God, that he is shifting some things. But you know what? It is a finished work. So I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Hallelujah. Well, with all that said, God bless you this afternoon. This is the woman of God, your host, Apostle Dawn P.D. Westbrook. Amen. Glory to God. And where we just want to release a Shabbat on this beautiful Saturday afternoon, a decree, a Shabbat, hallelujah, on your behalf, to release some things in the atmosphere that have tried to, hallelujah, hold you down, oppress you. You need a release today. This is the place to be. Amen. The enemy has attempted to hold his people, God's people in bondage, in some sort of place of stagnation. But I am here to release a sound in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, to Shabbat him, amen, to shift this atmosphere, that everything that does not align with the purpose and plan of God for your life, for my life, glory to God, hallelujah, it has to come into alignment. Hallelujah. And by the way, for those who are listening, amen, be sure to also check us out on Blog Talk Radio, hallelujah, iHeart, Spreaker, Emulation Radio. You need to know this day, change your mind, change your perception, amen. You know, sometimes you just need to shut down all of the noise that does not align with the will and purpose of God. Hallelujah. The word of God speaks for itself. It is our blueprint. Amen. And I believe the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you in this moment, hallelujah, trust him. He hasn't gone anywhere. Hallelujah. So come with me. Walk with me in this journey for the few minutes that we have, that we will Shabbat him. We will lift up a loud tone, hallelujah, to commend, to triumph, to exclaim, glory, shout, decree, and pronounce, hallelujah, that he is our king, he is our God, he is our deliverer, he is our healer, our savior, hallelujah, he is a way maker, and most importantly, he is a miracle worker, amen, he is a supernatural God, hallelujah, and he wants you to be free. He wants you to experience liberty. Amen. Glory to God. He whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Anything that has you bound, hallelujah, it has to let you go. Scripture says, hallelujah, one generation shall praise, hallelujah, Shabbat thy works to another and declare thy mighty acts. In the midst of all of the chaos, he is still doing mighty acts on his people's behalf, people. But, oh my God, today I have come to understand that Shabbaking him, opening my mouth, decreeing and releasing a word according to Job 22:28, it is strategic. It is part of our arsenal. Hallelujah. It is made available to you and I. It allows us to release a sound, hallelujah, to address, hallelujah, the enemy and all of his imps, hallelujah, that they have to stand at attention. They have to cease fire in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The heavens, ha, causes major shifts when we release the word of God. Hallelujah, my God, today. He hears his word and he responds to it, people of God, in the name of Jesus. The word says it's as the voice of many waters, hallelujah, is the voice of a great thunder from our God. Amen. Revelation 14. So I praise him on today. I thank him on today that I even have the breath to say something, to release a sound in the atmosphere in the name of Jesus, because he is a good God. Hallelujah. And he is still a healer. And he is still a God who answers prayers. And he is great, and he is our mighty deliverer in the name of Jesus. I love the sound, the Psalms 40, verses 1 to 3. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my heart. In my mouth, I am releasing a new sound. sound, a hymn of praise to our God. Hallelujah. And many will see and fear the Lord, and they will put their trust in him because he hears us. Amen. The prayers of the righteous do availeth much. The fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. He is a God who is faithful, and he will fulfill every promise to us if we will only believe. So I Shabbat him today because the word tells me to do so. And he said, if you are willing and obedient, I will give you the good of the land. So we send forth this word, amen, this Shabbat, which is a type of praise. And I believe that the atmosphere is changing for his glory as the word goes forth. Hallelujah. I am Shabbaking him today for Psalms 23 and Psalms 91. The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me in the path of righteousness. You will fear no evil. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, my God, today. I thank him because, hallelujah, he is consistent, people of God. He will lead you. He will order your steps even when you could not or did not know which way to go. That is why I fear no evil or have dread of the enemy, hallelujah, because I dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. And I thank him and praise him, for it says that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He is our refuge and our fortress. We can trust him. He will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He will deliver us from the plagues and cover us with his feathers. Hallelujah. Under his wings we shall trust. His truth shall be our shield. His truth is his word. It is our shield and buckler. Hallelujah. And it says, we shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee, people of God. Believe the word. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made who? The Lord, which is our refuge, the Most High, Yahweh, hallelujah, our habitation. No evil shall befall us. No, my God, today, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. For he gives his angels. You have been assigned angels, hallelujah, that have charge over you to keep you in all of your ways. And your angels bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. My God, today they make you tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under your feet, because you have set your love upon him. Therefore, he will deliver you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he will set you on high because he knows your name, my God, today. So when we call upon him, hallelujah, it's not like we're calling on a stranger. He is familiar with us. He knows the very hairs on our head. And he will answer you. And he will be with you in trouble. And he will deliver you and honor you with long life. He will satisfy you and show you his salvation. Glory to God. He knows your ending and your beginning, most importantly, because he is the creator. Hallelujah. And you are already on the winning team. Glory to God. I don't care what new notices they send out about the variant and the mutation of this virus in the name of Jesus. All I know is that the blood has not lost its power in the name of Jesus. And the blood speaks against the lie of death in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So I thank him because I'm just that crazy enough just to believe God. I have nothing else to hold on to. You have nothing else to hold on to. Do not trust man. Do not put your trust in man. Your trust is in God. Hallelujah. He is not a God that he should lie. He said that you would be among the land, hallelujah, of the living. Glory to God. So declare that. That he said, if I'm good, good. If I would obey his word, if I'm good and obedient, he would give me what's the good of the land. He would say, he would honor me and give me long life. Hallelujah. He said that you would live and not die. I'm telling you, the enemy is mad. He is raging through the land, amen, because he knows that his time is just about up. And that is why you and I as believers, we must stand. Stand on the word of God. Stand on the promises of God to your life. We must not bow down to fear. We must not, in the name of Jesus, but declare the word of the God, which is true. Be reminded to hold fast. Be reminded, as he says, stand. Hallelujah. Be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Be reminded that his peace and his grace is upon you in the name of Jesus. Wow. The Holy Spirit has placed something on my heart for you today, people of God. In the face of the enemy trying to roar, remember, he is as a roaring lion. Amen. He is toothless. Hallelujah. The weapon may be formed, but it has no power. All power belongs to God. And he hears you. The prayers of the righteous, hallelujah, availeth much. And God is faithful to fulfill every promise to them that believe. Amen? So I'm shabaking him today. Yes, I am shabaking him on today. Hallelujah. I thank and praise him for being my heavenly Father. Amen. The one that knows everything about me. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The devil is a whole lie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Understand this, that in this hour, there is a great attack coming against the believers. But we should not be caught off guard. We should not think it strange, amen, of the fiery trials. Remember, the scripture says it is a light affliction. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I praise him that you need to be suited up every day. Make a determination. You're not going to go out naked in the name of Jesus. Put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the mighty sword of the Spirit, which is his word. Amen. Hallelujah. Let your breastplate be on and wrapped with your loins with the girdle of truth in the name of Jesus. The breastplate of righteousness is what it's called. Your sword, glory to God. Hallelujah. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hallelujah. And your rear guard is the Father himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray always, continually. Hallelujah. Don't be faint. Don't be weary in well-doing. Watch and pray. Persevere for all the saints. In the name of Jesus, I believe that we are so close. We are on the epitaph of a breakthrough for all of this silliness and foolishness and threats and this like this cloud of fear that's trying to permeate. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, breakthrough, I know, is near. Breakthrough is imminent in the name of Jesus. So rise up out of the place of being cast down and the place of defeat. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God has and is releasing to you today, hallelujah, in your hearing. Do not, hallelujah, do not be intimidated in the name of Jesus. Right now, in my releasing of his word, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Spirit. Have an expectation. Have an expectation to experience a great breakthrough, to eliminate and annihilate your enemies, remove your opposition. God is getting ready to destroy that Jezebel spirit, hallelujah, that defeatist spirit in the name of Jesus, that spirit of oppression, depression, stress in the name of Jesus. This is your time, people of God. I'm not just saying something Pollyanny. It is the truth. Get in your word. The word speaks of it. We are victors. Hallelujah. We overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. You are going to walk in victory. I speak victory in the name of Jesus. You will no longer be in bondage to the spirit. Hallelujah. Of oppression. I've been getting calls all this week about people coming under attack. Leadership. But my Bible tells me to think it not strange. Again, when fiery trials try to come as though something strange has happened to you. These things are to be. Hallelujah. When you're on the Lord's side. Amen. And when you are lifting up his name and when you are declaring his name and when you are doing your assignment. Hallelujah. The enemy sees you. Hallelujah. But know that God also sees you too. You have angels who are waiting to do your bidding. Remember, they hearkened unto every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Glory to God. So amen. Persevere to the end. Finish your race. Hallelujah. Finish your course. Hallelujah. Live a holy life. Live a consecrated life. Live the life of a victor because that's who you are. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit continue to lead you in the way that you should go. He will lift you up. Hallelujah. As you lift up your voice to the glory and honor of the living God, Yeshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Thank him. Praise him. Thank him. Hallelujah. For yet being alive and all well and all is well with you and your children and your household in spite of what is going on in our world around us. Praise him. Oh God, hear me, people of God. Praise him. Shabbat him. Worship him. That is how you change the situation. Your atmosphere has to shift and obey the voice of God. Hallelujah. We are to understand that we are in the last days. These are the end times. Praise the Lord. Amen. And because of that, you need to fight. Like never before. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. It is your time for you to make up your mind. Amen. That you are going to fight and not take flight in the name of Jesus. Eat the word daily. Declare it out loud. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To yourself and to your atmosphere. Praise him in the midst of the fire, just like the three Hebrew boys, glory to God. And watch the fourth man come in Jesus' name. He will strengthen you in your place where you feel weak, glory to God. Sometimes it can seem overwhelming. I understand that. I've been there. But we are to be what? Ready at all times. Ready to fight. Ready. Hallelujah, to stand ready to take our watch, glory to God. Prepare in the name of Jesus. I thank and praise God for the real fact that God, hallelujah, is God who knows everything. He's everywhere all at once. Amen. There is nothing that is not known by him. He is never blindsided in the name of Jesus. So spend more time with him. Make more time with him. Hallelujah. Don't have a shabby relationship or be a part-time lover in the name of Jesus. For the word tells us to love the Lord God with all of your heart, your soul, and your mind. Amen. And he's looking for a full commitment, a full relationship. Amen. Serve him with everything that is within you, people of God. Give him your all, not your second best. Because he did not give us his second best in the name of Jesus. And know that he will and always will make a way of escape for us, irregardless of what we go through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just have to be prepared. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With a word in our heart. Amen. For whatever the enemy comes with. Hallelujah. We can say it is written. Hallelujah. And resist the devil. And the word says he has to flee. Glory to God. And even when you don't think there is, hallelujah, a way out, speak the word only. Do not speak the situation that you see with your natural eyes. Amen. Glory to God. But speak the answer, which is the word of God. Because his word will keep you and it will bring you to a place where you will walk in perfect peace. Because your mind will be stayed on him. Amen. Glory to God. He will keep you in a place of peace, people of God. And you need the peace of God right now so that your mind will not be wandering to and fro with every wind of doctrine. Amen. Every headline are the words of the no-sayers and naysayers in the name of Jesus. We are in a warfare, but you should not be shocked. You should not be taken by surprise, glory to God. You should not be what alarmed in the name of Jesus, but know that he is with you always. He has never left you. He will never leave you. Hallelujah. And all you need to do is call on him. Keep your eyes on the prize is what I say. Stay focused. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Stay razor sharp focused in the name of Jesus. And know that if you are strapped in the Holy Ghost, full, hallelujah, with the armor of God from head to toe, and you have the word in your heart, and you have relationship, glory to God, why do you fear? Selah. You have no reason to fear. Hallelujah. If anything, it should give you a righteous indignation. Hallelujah. That he had the audacity to come to your address in the name of Jesus. So speak the word only. We are indeed in warfare. And what is needed, your weaponry, is the word of God. Not your emotions, but the word of God. So understand it is a time to prepare yourself to do spiritual warfare. That's what time it is. Amen. Not be laxed, not be complacent, not missing in action. Amen. But show up, clock in, and stand in your position and be at your post. Because our adversary, amen, is on his assignment. And believe me, he's on his assignment 24-7. So why should you take a vacation in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. I just want to praise God today because it is so strong in my spirit. Hallelujah. The need to be alert. The need to get in the word ever the more. Amen. Digest it. Hallelujah. As more as you have in the past, in the name of Jesus. Let your appetite be satisfied with his word. Go into his presence and stay there for a while and hear what he has to say. Glory to God. And begin to declare and decree some things over those things that are opposing the will of God for your life and for your destiny and for your purpose in the name of Jesus. Make a decision to walk by faith and not by sight. Don't accept, hallelujah, these very limp excuses or they call facts of man. But believe the word of God with every inch of your fiber. Hallelujah. Because that is what's going to save you. That is what's going to sustain you. Because the days are going to become even worse, people of God. But the word says those who are known by his name, Daniel 11:32, those who are known by his name shall do great exploits. Hallelujah. So know this. The word is the answer. Praise and worship is the answer. Prayer is the answer. Relationship is the answer. Glory to God. Anything outside of that, there's nothing to gain. Amen. Your focus should be razor sharp right now. And you know, people say, well, it don't take off that. You know what? I take all that. I say the devil is a whole lot. Yes, it does take all that. Because we're dealing with a thing that the enemy has thrown into his hallelujah, his pot of chaos that is at the window. And it is death. And it means to kill you and to steal from you. Amen. Glory to God. The word says he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But he has come. Jesus, Yeshua, the Christ, has come to give you life and life more abundantly. Amen. So live. Let your life be lived. Hallelujah. And demonstrated out of the word of God. Scripture says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. And in us there is life. The world is crying out for light in this darkness. Be that light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And now I pray that the God of peace that brought again from dead our Lord Jesus Christ is our shepherd through the blood of the everlasting covenant that is forever and eternally established, will make you perfect in every good work to do his will, and that it will work in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and power and majesty forever. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. I just want to thank you all for being here. Amen. It was short but sweet, glory to God, on this Shabbat Saturday. Amen. But I pray that the broadcast, hallelujah, is piercing your heart right now and giving you a moment to ponder what was said, and that you'll receive it and let it speak to your spirit man and move you from this place of complacency, if that's where you're at, or catapult you to where God is calling you to in the name of Jesus, and touch the life and nature of God within you. Because change is taking place now in the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for stopping by, amen, for another Shabbat Saturday. Amen. Yeah, don't take it lightly. Thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim. Hallelujah. And the Elation Radio family, iHeart, Spricker, glory to God, Blog Talk Radio, amen, for this platform and for God's people. I really pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, continue to enlarge your borders and territories, and that grace and peace would be within your walls in the name of Jesus. So thank you again for joining me on this Shabbat Saturday, my God, today. And all of you, please come back next Saturday at this great station. And thank you, Dr. Kimmy Kim Robinson, amen, for your grace, for your love, for your tenacity, for your strength, amen, glory to God, and for your faith and example. And may the Lord continue to use you, great woman of God. Now please close us out. I love you all. Shalom.